Does everybody have recording rights that needs them? Okay, then we will begin with Tori. Go ahead, raise your hand, and I will call on you. Start with Jody Jackson.
Tori, I guess it's pretty obvious you'd love to get this sweep right now. Just having won three in a row for the first time in a long time. You know, does the team, I know it's a day game on a Wednesday, but does the team feel a little urgency for that?
Yeah, I think we're in a good spot right now. We're well aware of the ups and downs that we've had this season. And because we're playing good baseball, that's our expectation. I think we have cycled through what we did last night yesterday. And we're ready to play a baseball game independent of what happened over the past several days. And, you know, we've put a win streak together. We haven't done that in a while, and the guys are feeling good. I can hear, you know, the enthusiasm inside of the clubhouse or gearing up or getting ready. And I think everybody's in a good spot. But we need to block out the idea that we've got to do something and we got to sweep the Pittsburgh Pirates. They're a good baseball team. We got to respect that. And just do our thing the way we know how to. We got Bum leading the way, and we'll see how it lands.
What did you like about, you know, Mad Bum? He had missed quite a bit of time and then came out with a really effective start against the Cubs. So what were some of the things he did that you liked?
Yeah, throwing the baseball exactly where he wanted. And, you know, at times could back off of his stuff to command the baseball. We would see him change speeds front to back, side to side. And he was filling the zone up with a lot of strikes. And he gave his chance to win a baseball game. But, you know, I know he'd worked extremely hard to get back to us. And it was a long time coming. And he worked hard to have that moment. And we're wanting that to continue as well.
Jack Summers.
Hi, Tori. Daiti Steve Berthume, you are winning a winti. Ching Wen, so on behalf of Steve Berthume and all the fans in China and Taiwan, would like to ask you, have you determined your starters for the weekend?
Yeah, that is fantastic. Somebody did send me a video of you speaking Chinese. I almost fell out of my chair. It just goes to show you, when you think you know somebody, you really don't. That's impressive. It's impressive. My daughter speaks Chinese. So when you see her, you'll have to get into a conversation. But anyways, I forgot the question. I think you're talking about the rotation, right? Okay.
Yeah, speaking rotation, sure. What else was I going to ask?
I don't know. You were speaking Chinese. I forgot. I just rattled me. Totally rattled me.
Bert wanted to ask.
Yeah, it's Gallen, Kelly, then Caleb. And look, we're finally getting some continuity. This has probably been the first time in 2.5-3 months that I've been able to sit here the day before an off day leading into a weekend series. I've been able to tell you that here's our starting rotation. So it's nice to have it all filled in. And, you know, we're still minus a couple guys. We know that. But it's nice to get it filled in enough to where we have that certain expectation as to who's going to land on what day.
Zach Buchanan?
I don't know. Maybe I should try this one in Pig Latin. But do you think Tyler Clippard could be back by the road trip?
Yes. I think we are getting extremely close to seeing Tyler Clippard. Yes. And, you know, on that, we're going to have some moves here in the next several hours. So I know that this has been a very trying year for us to get that information to you. You guys deserve that information. I appreciate your patience, but with so many moving parts and injuries and guys coming back with health protocols, it's been a challenge for us too, but we'll filter all that information to you as soon as we possibly can.
Just because it's this time of year, I have to ask, do these moves involve a trade possibly?
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Steve Gilbert.
Tori, any health updates today?
One in particular, I failed to mention that Cabby was going to play in an AZL game yesterday. So he did. He played third base. He had 4 at-bats, and I had a small text exchange with him this morning and said he felt very good. So that's a very good sign. Other than that, I don't think there's really anything to report. Today is typically a regen day for our guys. Some will continue the rehab process, but a lot did some heavy lifting yesterday. The guys that threw bullpens will be off today. Frankoff threw a sim game. He'll be off today. Carson will continue his ramp up. But it's a recharge day for a lot of those guys. So really, Cabby was the only update that I have for you.
Tori, with Cabrera, I'm guessing he was down such a short period of time. He probably won't need too long before he's back if he's good enough to play at this point.
Yeah, we're not sure about that. It's a fair assumption. I had a chance to speak with him in my office a couple days ago, and we talked about a game plan moving forward. I think the biggest thing for him is not necessarily the time. He hasn't been out a while. Hasn't been out too long. I'm sorry. It's about trusting the strength of the leg, moving left to right, being able to get out of the box and not having to worry about a future injury or any setbacks. So I think we're going to try and pile up some innings on him to make sure that he's tested himself out physically. And then we'll go from there. So that was my discussion with him. That's why we decided to have him play yesterday. He's going to get some at-bats today, at-bats only. And what we consider a B game over Salt River. And I think they're going to be filled in by those at-bats are going to be filled in by some minor league pitchers. And we'll continue to build him up and allow him to just get that strength back without any anticipated setbacks.
Is any of that sort of coming off of the way that it seemed like he had trouble getting going again when he came back from injury the first time?
Talking about fundamentally and result wise, he's such a trusted at bat, and yeah, he didn't have a lot of success coming back. And I think the timing might've been a little off, and he was slowly getting his timing back. I think there was a home run, in San Francisco, if I can remember correctly. But you know, he's got to figure that out, and he will. And I think this is more a function of just allowing him to get on his legs and test his legs out. His time, it'll come, and we'll get him as many at-bats as possible before he returns.
Is there anything else for Tori?
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori.
Yes. Thanks.